Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Man, we haven't had enough of these lately, but how about a shout out to our man, Jamie Morris, in Malden, Essex, United Kingdom.
I think that's down below Pelzer.
Yeah, I think it's down past Anderson before you get to Georgia.
Somewhere down there around that Whitmire area.
Right now, Jamie's listening. He's like, what in the hell are they talking about?
The hell is Anderson?
What's a Pelzer?
Behind your other big building.
What
back
is
there
a flea market?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-real cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Bonafide.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Okay. You know, how's everybody's week, man? Professor, you look tired. I think the Corvette's catching up with him. I think the old nightlife.
Have you noticed that Professor has not missed a day since he got the Corvette?
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. He's probably been to work early and stuff. He's making time at LT4.
Making overtime. Got to pay for that thing somehow.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a little pep in your step. You're just looking dapper. I mean, a little tired. Probably ladies keeping you out late. You know, it happens.
Yeah, this is just work. But, this is therapy right here, so.
Even when we make fun of you about liking Dodges.
I don't have a Dodge right now. I am selling a Chrysler, though, anyone that's interested.
Technically.
What is the difference?
Well, Chrysler is more of an upscale brand, and Dodge is the performance, and then Plymouth was like the bread and butter.
The bread and butter.
So, PP&J, ham and turkey, and then Spam.
Spam.
Bologna meat.
Actually a pretty good analogy, Kobe.
Pretty much what you got.
You know. High performance. You know, so... Yeah, I've had a good week, though. So far, it's been a really good week. I'm having a good hair day, which is a good thing.
When are you not?
I mean, you do serve a valid point. I'm having a better than usual hair day. I mean, I'm an extraordinary hair day. You know what I'm saying?
You got me and Kobe beat.
Well, I mean, that's not hard to do.
No.
I've seen more
hair. I got a haircut.
But it's not the money we save on jail.
I got a haircut this morning.
You did. I've seen more hair on bacon than you two.
Barber Ray.
You actually pay somebody to cut your hair?
Yeah, Barbara Ray.
$1.
No, it's more than $1.
Army style.
But Barbara Ray.
We need to get old Patrick hooked up one of them haircuts.
Barbara Ray got me right and tight.
Razor.
High and tight.
No, right and tight. It ain't nothing high. It's just right and tight.
Just tight.
Good Lord, Patrick just pulled his, the producer just pulled his hat off. I've never seen a head of hair like that on a boy in my life. You see that?
I thought that was a bear over there.
I'm telling you. It's a woolly bully. You know.
Sitting next to the abominable snowman.
I've had a... You know, it's been a great week, been a busy week, and it seems like it's been a long week, but we got a lot of stuff coming.
And we still got a lot of week left.
I know. That's just a crazy thing.
I'll tell you
what's crazy is we've had snow, rain, tornadoes, and flooding. Well, I guess flooding and rain goes in together. And 70 degrees. Here in South Carolina.
I mean, it's thousand waters. None of us are dying. All of us are dying of the flu or something right now. I mean, nobody's body can adjust to this junk. Come to South Carolina. The weather changes every 4 minutes.
It's not natural.
No, it's not.
It's not natural.
Whoever's pissed Mother Nature off, we need to get back in her good graces.
I know the downside is today was a pretty day. Seen the sun out and all that. And I was stuck in meetings all day looking out the window going, really? One sunny day, and I'm inside.
I don't even have windows in my office. I'm just like looking at a wall.
Well,
I was going back door.
I was going from office building to office building, from place to place.
Well, there's your man right there. Well, you couldn't put no window there.
I know. I'm telling you.
Well, we're going to redo all that here pretty soon.
Well, y'all should have put windows so y'all could look at each other through the windows.
No.
No, I don't want, of all the things in the world I want to look at, that's not it.
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to look over to my left and see Rob picking his nose or something.
Exactly. I don't want to walk over there. If I want to see what Kobe looks like, I will step out, walk next door, and be like, hey, how are you?
What you can do is get you a flat screen.
My name is Bert.
We'll FaceTime.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Get you a flat screen.
And I rock.
Put a camera at the front door.
We'll just FaceTime, you know, on the
exactly.
desk.
We'll FaceTime. 10 feet from each other, we'll FaceTime.
It's like a virtual window.
It's the same thing, really. But Kobe actually had a really good show I did today. And he came up with it the other day. We were filming, and he comes up with it. He goes, forgotten muscle cars. You know, and I mean, I'm thinking to myself, when you think of muscle cars, you think about Chevelles. And you think about Chevelles.
Yeah, they have them.
And then have you seen those Chevelles? They look good. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. Like GTO Chevelles. But how about like...
How about this? This is the another reason I made it think about this. My uncle had a pretty cool car back in the day. It was an AMC Rebel Machine.
Red, white, and blue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a muscle car. It really was.
They were fast.
It was fast. He drag raced. He did everything with that. He still has it to this day.
Calm down, Tim.
I know.
But it was a cool, cool ride.
It'd have been a lot faster with a Chevrolet motor in it.
I don't know. His would fly. Mm. Had what, a
390?
390 in it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, as the years went on, he did a bunch of motor stuff to it. I just thought it was a cool-looking car.
Well, the cool thing
about
AMCs
Yeah, I've seen them before. I mean, they're
I mean, that's
cool
a pretty cool-looking car.
Yeah, I mean, they are a pretty cool-looking car.
They made a Rambler to match it.
You know, no.
It was a Rambler. It was
no, a that's a version of
the machine was a SST. Was it a Rambler SST?
See, I don't know. See, I was raised in a Baptist church, so I wasn't around.
No, it was a Rebel. That's right.
I don't know. My grandmother wouldn't let me do anything like that.
I just thought the Rebel was a Rebel.
Devil worshiping and Ramblers were totally out of, not even on the table at my household.
Cool thing about AMCs is you can pull any V8 out and put any other Rambler V8 in.
Yeah, it's about like a Jeep. They come with anything.
Yeah, like you can pull out a 304 or a 390, put in a 401. You don't have to do anything. Just pop one out, put the other one in.
Interchangeable parts.
Kind of like Mr. Potato Head. It's kind of the cars.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Probably what Mr. Potato Head would drive if you drove a muscle car.
Right.
You know, those are cool, though.
But it is patriotic.
It is patriotic, and they are a cool-looking muscle car. I kind of like the fastback-looking glass to it and all that stuff.
I like the Marlin.
The Marlin, that was a cool one. That was a different car. That was different. Kind of always got the 66 Charger vibe from those.
Yeah. And another one you can never.
And it was 64, so.
You can never forget.
That's where they got the idea from.
Exactly.
And
right.
I'm guilty as one because I raced cars pretty much all my life, and I literally cut one two pieces, but a Laguna 454 car.
S3.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I actually took one of them, and it was in very good shape. And I literally cut it to pieces.
They're starting to get desirable now.
Oh, yeah.
It's because people like Kobe messed them all up.
Well, yep. I mean, they made like the perfect race car.
They did.
They were modeled after race cars. I mean.
Well, that and they had the seats that turned. Bucket seats in them.
I've got one that's not
a
Laguna.
You do that with a race car seat?
I don't think so.
Right. No, you didn't do that.
You know how much them seats are bringing?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot.
$1,100 a pair for them swivel seats.
If you need them, you need them.
I mean, it's a necessity.
I'll just get me some off a bass boat.
That's all they are. I got some of them low back swivel seats.
Yeah.
Why do they say Ranger embroidered in them?
For some reason, in Malibu, bumpers are bringing big money up north because of the steel behind them. They use them in the demolition derbies. These guys is coming down south buying these bumpers off these cars for $200 a piece. Not the Laguna plastic bumper, but the regular bumper that was on the Malibu.
Well, then you had on the El Camino and all that stuff. They share that front end on everything.
And I sold them every one I had.
Air one. I wasn't attached to none of them. I tell you what, something else I ain't attached to. These damn commercial breaks, but we got to take them all the time. Guys, we're talking about the forgotten muscle cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / corner carving Corvette driving guru Richard Hoskins.
Man, this is a good night. Here's another one that we unfortunately do not get nearly enough of. How about a shout out to the lovely Kira Knight out of Pennsylvania?
We don't get, believe it or not, an automotive show. We don't have a large female following.
Well, this is an automotive show.
I think it's Kira and my mom.
Yeah, your mom is. Shout out to your mom.
My wife will listen if she's in the car.
And we have a couple other ones. There's a small handful.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a large group.
No.
I mean, believe it or not, we don't have like a lot of groupies for this.
No,
it's not just a car show. Though. It's a car show with Rob Pitts.
I mean, I like the way he put it, but it still don't really drag the chicks out. I mean, I'm just throwing that out.
You need to work harder.
I need to.
Hey, speaking of which, ladies, we have an event coming up on March 7th in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
That's right.
Rumble come out and meet everybody.
Park. Rumble in the Park. Trailblazer Park.
Yep.
It's going to be a great event. Like I like it when the buzz is starting to build and like people are sending you messages like, I'm going to be there.
From 10 to 3.
Throwing down the gauntlet, everybody.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Corvette's going to be there. I'll be giving rides.
I'm pretty sure when you look back into the deep realms of history, sliced bread, the invention of fire, Rumble in the Park.
I'm pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe that flying thing. Other than that.
And it's Trailblazer Park.
Trailblazer Park.
I'm going to drive a Trailblazer.
To Trailblazer Park.
That's right.
Travelers of South Carolina.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / number. No, we already did him.
We already did.
We got Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all real cool car guy. It's Miller time, and I promise you I haven't been drinking it. Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone? He might have been.
Maybe one or two. It helps me with my nerves.
Wait, there's Miller?
Professor said that. We said I'm not drinking on this here show.
Can you? No.
Well, I mean, let's not close the door.
Yes, we're closing the door.
We're slamming it. All right, and then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor of Fingerville, South Carolina, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
So,
I got a moonshine sponsor that was going to come in and let us sample.
I see what that did to Professor in Tennessee. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad news.
He went damn catatonic.
Here's what happened then.
So here's the story.
This is what had happened was...
As I remember it.
Kobe kept slipping me drinks.
Negative Seabiscuit.
No. We had a fan there that got the professor all dosed up, then dumped him back off with us.
Dumped him back off with Kobe.
It's not my fault.
Richard's just sitting in a chair like Weekend at Bernie's. Is he dead? I'm pretty sure he's alive.
We're not taking you back until you do 10 shots.
I poked him a couple times, and like he blinked one time, and I'm like,
he snorted, so I knew that was a...
he's alive.
Oh, and then there was Tacoa. Don't even get me started about Tacoa.
No, that was my birthday.
That was my birthday.
And so I wasn't alone.
So we were going to throw down on the birthday.
We did.
Oh, those.
Yes, oh, you did.
Oh, those nurses.
They were lovely ladies.
When are you taking to Vegas?
I want to tell you something. I'm being scared we might lose the professor in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think professor would make it back.
Like, I don't want to make that call to his mom and dad and be like,
we can't find him.
See, because this is the thing. Like, my mom looks at the professor as being like a saint. I think his parents kind of look at me like that. And I want to be like, yeah, you know your son, Richard, who wore glasses, you know him? Yeah, I lost him.
We lost
him. Like, we've got an Amber Alert going right now. Like, what would it be? Because we're not old enough to have a Silver Alert, and we're too old for an Amber Alert. What would we just be, a Red Alert? Or
probably something. Well, if Richard does go with us to Vegas, I'm going to get him one of them little harnesses like you do the kid. So we don't lose him. Back.
Yeah.
You can only go 25 feet, and I'm going to pull you back.
All right.
I mean,
I'm good with that.
I mean, Professor Roger,
give me my flies.
He'd be like, casino to casino, give the free drinks.
Do they make adult strollers?
Yeah. That'd be awesome, man. I like walking.
I did get my little scooter going.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Give him out there. You ain't got to worry about him falling down.
I got my little scooter going.
Yeah, we had to worry about him driving over Gene Winfield. You know, he's 97 years old. This man has chopped 3,000 tops. Literally, tough as nails, gets mauled over by a jazzy with a professor on it.
That's right.
That's bad.
And Richard gets a DUI.
On a jazzy.
It's the only way I'm ever going to be in the automotive history books.
Demand it.
You'd be like, he was driving an electric vehicle? Was he driving a Tesla? No, a jazzy.
With a basket on it.
Eat your heart out, Kyle Connor. I love it when a professor laughs because he covers his mouth. Like, nobody can see it. It's radio. Nobody sees it.
That's
the beauty of it.
He does it so it don't snort.
I'm telling you.
He will bring a snore out of it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get one out of it. We'll get
I don't know if he's laughing or sleeping.
I'm telling you. So, talking about the forgotten muscle cards.
Yes.
And you know, you brought up some good ones. And I've got one for you now. So you got all oddball when you come up with a machine.
I did.
All right, when I worked at the motorcycle shop back in high school, we had this one mechanic, and he had like that gray, he looked like Kenny Rogers.
Uh-oh.
Before the plastic surgery.
Okay.
Like, he looked like Brewster Baker and Six Pack Kenny Rogers. Had that pretty white beard and the white hair, you know. And he's an old single guy, you know what I mean? He had a javelin.
Oh, really?
I've only seen one javelin I'd remotely drive, and it had an LS in it, and it was built by the Ring Brothers. But you know, and the thing that's crazy is they put so many 69 Camaro parts on it.
It basically
was a 69 Camaro with two small humps in the tops of the fenders.
That's right.
But
could have saved some time, just put some javelin fenders on a Camaro.
Yeah, instead of putting all the Camaro on the javelin. But it was a good-looking car.
Where were we at not too long ago that there was a AMC that was done up with big wheels and stuff, a javelin that looked really good? It wasn't SEMA.
Well, javelin was AMX.
AMX. The AMX javelin became the AMX. First, in 69 and 70, there was the AMX two-seater, and then that was discontinued, and the AMX became a trim package on the javelin.
But it was all AMC, right?
Yeah, it was all American Motors.
Was it Charlotte? Had like 2420s on it. I mean, it was
charcoal gray. Was it black or gray?
No, it was a silver. This was silver with white racing stripes offsetted on one side. It actually looked really good. It was the only one I've seen that I actually liked.
I mean, they're definitely a different car. I don't even know where you'd go to even remotely go to get javelin parts. I mean, you know what I mean?
Kind of like Corvair parts. I mean, they're out there, but you gotta be in the group.
It's like, I remember when you were talking about the Corvair parts. What was the guy's name? Clark.
Yeah.
It's like if I sold a Corvette to the guy, I'd be like, you know, old Clark, you're going to have to get to know him.
Old Clark.
Clark don't even have a website. Like, you call him, get an answering machine.
You need to send Clark some Omaha steaks.
Right, so you guys, get on his good side.
That's right. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
We have been to England so far. We've been to Pennsylvania. Let's bring it on home to our man Garrett Brown in Anderson, South Carolina.
A-Town, the electric city. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Not forgotten.
Definitely not forgotten.
The Rambler.
Actually, Matt, the cameraman, had on one of your world's fastest Rambler shirts.
That's right.
Yeah, I told him, I was like,
you should have gave him a bigger size, though.
Yeah, that poor boy right there.
I believe he's eating too much.
The glitter, I'm paying him too much. He's eating too damn good. Like, you know, you got the sparkles on his shirt. Yep. They're starting to spread a little thin. You know what I'm saying? He's getting tiger stripes in his sparkles. If you
instead of sparkles now, it looks like stars.
Yeah. What are these shirts?
You should have gave him like a
World's Fastest Rambler t-shirt.
And they have glitter on them.
That's right.
Are they a big
they
seller?
They are nostalgic.
Do you sell a lot of them?
Well, I did when I was raising you.
They're a cool shirt.
You should have gave him like a 2X instead of a medium.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
He's listening.
I'm going to tell you something. If he looks in the mirror, you ain't got to tell him. I mean, you can see that.
I knew y'all know it. All them fat jokes. He was the heaviest one in Vegas.
He was the heaviest one in Vegas. I'm going to tell you something. Like, you could literally throw pennies down his belly button hole. You know what I'm saying? Make a wish.
Yep.
He laid down on his back. People will try to climb them and just yell, hello, hello, hello. That's mean.
Yep.
Matt,
and
we
he's
love
not
you.
Here to defend
we
himself.
We love you. But all 400 pounds of you.
Yep. We're going to get back to cars.
Forgotten muscle cars.
I got one.
He's got one.
I think it's a 70 model Cyclone.
Mercury Cyclone.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
My guy had one in high school. It was.
But
it had a big block 429 in it.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to tell you something. And, I mean, basically all that is a Torino.
Yeah, you're
but,
right. Yeah,
but you got to think about all your NASCAR guys, Kelly Yarborough.
Oh, yeah, they all drove them.
Remember they made the special edition ones with Kelly Yarborough and Dave Gurney? Remember, like, one had blue stripes and one had red stripes? It was all-American, whatever.
Well, and then they made the Superbird-looking Torinos also. They made, what, three of them?
Yep.
Well, then you had...
With a big wing?
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't have a wing, but they had a pointy nose.
Yeah, it sloped down and kind of...
Yeah.
Jerry Mason's got one in.
Now, I mean, the Torinos are cool. I've always loved the fastback Torinos. 68, 69. They're a cool-looking car.
Yep.
I like the 70s and 71s.
They're all right. I like
them. If I build a nostalgic round-track car, that's what I'd want. I wouldn't want a Ford motor in it, but I'd like that body style.
I'd want mine powered by Jimmy.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you want to win, that's what you got to do. You know?
Well, back then, the 429s and stuff like that were some powerhouses.
A lot of people, remember what you said in that YouTube video talking about Richard Petty? You know how he got all them wins? He might have been driving a Dodge, but it had a small block Chevrolet. Everybody knows every NASCAR's got a small block Chevrolet in it, son. Everybody. Richard Petty didn't win all them races with a Dodge. You know that. That don't make good sense, boy. So, now you brought up a good one right when we were at break.
Yep.
Buicks.
Buicks.
In general.
Like the Buick Wildcats or, well, you know, whatever.
How about the Buick GS Stage 1? Yep. Those were bad cars.
They were.
They were. I mean, these cars ran with Chevelles, but they almost got forgotten about. We had one guy here in town, Tony Burrell.
Yellow one?
No, he had an orange one.
Okay.
Him and Joey Carty were big buddies. And that thing was perfect. And his favorite thing, he had a tag frame. I'll never forget it. It said something about whatever GS Buick Club he was in, all three of them. And it goes under. He said, let's go Hemi hunting.
Well, it was said, actually. I remember when I was a kid reading in a muscle car magazine, they ran a GSX Stage 1 against a Hemi Roadrunner, I think it was, to see what was the fastest muscle car ever made. And really, there's no answer to that. On a good day, the right car in the right hands, be it a Chevelle, a GSX, a Hemi, a 440, whatever, the right car in the right hands is going to win. But the tally at the end of that comparison was that the GSX was the fastest muscle car ever made.
Really?
The only thing, my only, and now you see, and that's another thing. You got the LS6, 450, 450 horse. That one's a strong runner for the Buick.
That's the thing.
But there again, you know, one might break loose. Yep. I mean, it's so hard to compare that.
You can't pick two cars, race them, and say, all right, this one's the fastest.
And I'll tell you, if you really just want to knock them all out and say it's a production car, a ZL1 Camaro, even being a pony car, it's probably the fastest of all of them, hands down.
Is that really a production car?
They made more than two.
Yeah, but you had to order them, like, special.
You checked a few boxes.
You had to know somebody.
Yeah, but then on the other side of the spectrum, not the Buick, you know, you go to the Ford Galaxy 7 liters. You know, your 429s.
Yeah, but they made a lot of power, but they were heavy. God,
they were heavy.
Oh, they were big cars. They weren't big cars in their day, really.
Yeah, well, to today's standards.
But, again, I mean, they had some great motors and stuff in
them. Oh, yeah. I mean, the ones with the 427, which, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously there weren't many of those. No. But that was like kind of like right at the beginning of when muscle cars became muscle cars. You know, I mean, those were coming out in 65, 66.
Like, so what do you think the first muscle car? You're going to say like what, a DeSoto in the 50s or something?
55 Chrysler 300.
See, that's not. That's,
yes, it is.
Yeah,
correct me if I'm wrong, but I read in a magazine a few years ago.
You're wrong.
The Chrysler 300 back in 55 was technically the first car with air conditioning.
I don't know about that.
That's what they said.
They were luxury cars.
They said that was the first car.
But they were fast luxury cars.
They were saying it was the first
car. Because I know that there were some Cadillacs that had AC. It was really weird AC, but in the late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, it had in the trunk.
Yeah, they had all the ducting and stuff.
Well, I think what they were talking about, the first one on the motor itself.
I would say, really, if you want to know what the first muscle car was, I'd say the Rocket Olds.
And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody, first thing that pops in their head is a 442. And I mean, but you know what? Those cars don't get the recognition like you think they would.
Mm-mm. I'm talking about like the 49.
Oh,
like the Hutchin Hornets.
Well, how about back in the day? How about in 55 J2 Olses? Those things weren't no joke. You had guys that back in the day, they did O's. Now, here's one for you. You thought LS swaps was hot in the 50s, the mid 50s, you did a J2 swap. Yeah. And I'm not talking about a Nissan or Toyota motor.
You're not talking about a Toyota.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Toyota. I'm talking about an Oldsmobile J2 in your Chevy.
Yep.
Or your A model or...
Or whatever, yeah.
You know, when I first got into doing some big car racing, of course, we had all different kinds of vehicles. And the hottest motor to have was, of course, your Oldsmobile, your Rocket 400, your Rocket 350.
Your Rocket!
You know, them motors right there, you could make some power out of them.
Well, they're called damn rockets.
Exactly.
they called them damn rockets.
But I hated that motor at the same time. The first one we built... My dad sat there and laughed at me for a whole day, and I didn't know what he was laughing at because we couldn't get this car running because I'm used to working on, you know, Ford or Chevrolet. You know, it goes clockwise. Well, the firing order goes counterclockwise. So I had it wired up like a Chevrolet, you know, finally he comes over and he goes, hey, dummy, you about ready for me to help
you? And you didn't Google it?
You ever thought about it?
Well, there was no Google.
There was no I won't tell you something. There was no Google.
Should have just texted somebody.
He should have shot him a text.
Yeah. I could have sent my pigeon to him.
Sorry.
But, But, you know, the counterclockwise, that's how I remember Oldsmobile. But
now, you know, those mills were cool and all that stuff. I love, remember the movie? I'm trying to remember the name of it. It had Burt Reynolds in it. He drove a black and gold 55 Olds. It was a 98 anniversary.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember
the, I'm trying to remember the movie. Had Burt, you know, like I said, it was Burt. But, like, all Burt's movies start running together after a while.
Yeah, they
like
do.
Hooper and all them. Like, I'm just, you know what I mean?
He made a lot of movies.
He did make a lot of movies. Like, Smokey and the Bandit and Cannonball Run are the ones that stick out.
Yeah.
Then the rest of them just kind of all bleed together.
The reason that he made those movies, though, is because he was the biggest actor in the world at the time.
Yeah. Everybody wanted him.
Yeah.
And he was married to Lonnie Anderson, WKRP in Cincinnati, just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, at the end of the day,
you know how you do that? You're Burt Reynolds.
That's right. Burt
Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt. That's, you know, I got another one for you. Another muscle car that nobody's going to think about, that nobody thinks about, except one person that's been mentioned in this room, the Gremlin X.
Yep.
No, man. Yep. Yeah.
As bad as I hate to admit it,
that
thing's a rocket, really,
yeah.
what it is.
They only came from the factory, the 304, but there was a dealer in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha?
That put 401s in them.
Yes.
And you could buy them.
Yeah.
Like, you could order, it's like the Yankos or anything.
Well, you got to think about it. Back in the 60s.
Well,
and
they
now,
made a Yanko one, didn't they?
No.
Well, it wouldn't have been Yanko. Well, it was the
same
principle.
It's not the same. You just don't compare. You don't compare. Hey, hold that thought.
I got one for you.
Well, you hold that thought. Let's take a commercial break, guys. Stay tuned. We're talking about the forgotten muscle cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitt, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the man that's riding on that fantastic cloud of happiness, Richard Hoskins.
You know, let's talk about AMCs mostly and just forgotten American muscle cars in general. How about a shout out to the place that made it all happen, Detroit, Michigan.
Motor City. That was the professor's birthplace.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's a shame. It actually is a shame how bad Detroit looks now compared to
Home.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you see pictures of it, it's like, wow.
It looks like Iraq.
Yes, it does. I mean, and how thriving it was in the 60s and 70s. And,
well, you know.
Now it's.
The times have changed.
They have.
The times have changed.
Now, Ford's supposed to be opening. Isn't Ford opening a new factory, like, in one of the suburbs of Detroit?
Yes.
Like, in the next few years?
Yes, they are. They're in the process now of building it.
Yeah, I think they said they're going to spend, like, $7 billion.
Yep.
$7 billion with a B.
With a billion. With a B.
And I can't remember how many thousands and thousands of people they said it would employ.
A few, at least.
Like, so,
that should be a big
two or three.
Help.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Huge.
All right. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kirby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest Rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
So, talking about forgotten muscle cars and professor, and now Kirby beat you to the buzzer on this because we were talking about this at lunch, so you can't beat us there.
Well, but I didn't know that.
But you know what, though? He was still first.
Wait, did he mention the supercharger specifically?
No, he did. He just said Lark.
I just said Lark.
It's not a muscle car.
I just said the Lark.
All right, you ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
Richard, do you have a forgotten muscle car for us?
I do.
What's that?
Supercharged 289 Studebakers.
Yo, that's the one, the Lark. That's the one that Kobe told us about at lunch, yeah.
That's that one?
Yeah.
They made them in the Lark, they made them in the Hawks, and they made them in Avantis, actually, a few of them.
The Avanti?
In the 50s.
The Avanti was a very odd car
to early 60s. I love them.
Of course you do. You like Cordovas.
I believe it or not, I told you at lunch, I like just about any Studebakers.
I like them, except for the bullet nose ones.
You know,
see, that's the ones I like.
I do like the bullet nose ones.
They're ugly as sin.
I do like
them. They made me think about Fozzie the Bear.
Fozzie the Bear.
Do you not remember the Muppets go-to? Yeah. I can't even remember what it was.
I like the bullet nose
Beeper. Meep, meep, meep.
That was my favorite Beaker.
Yeah.
That was my favorite Muppet.
I've lived my entire life trying to be more like Gonzo.
I want to be. You kind of look like Gonzo in real life.
Kind of look like Gonzo.
Minus the hook nose. But you know,
quit snoring.
I used to date a girl that made the Beaker sound, and I'll be honest with you, I'm 99% sure the biggest reason I stayed with her is because she could make the Beaker sound. Well, like, on demand. She could just do it. Oh, I loved it. But it was like spot on perfect.
Yep.
I mean,
and she was kind of hot, which helped. You can't be mad at anybody that makes the Beaker sound.
Let me ask you this. When did she make the noise?
All the time.
Really?
I remember I had a kid.
Behind closed doors, you catch my drift.
There was a guy in high school.
Dude, me.
Me, me, me.
There was a guy in high school that could, like, mimic any, like, you know, one of them guys that can mimic, like, all those sounds of characters and stuff like that.
Impersonator.
And, like, yeah, and he would sit in the back, towards the back of the class where the rest of us sat, besides the three kids that...
You went to school with a black guy from Police Academy?
No. No.
Like, what is he doing now?
I don't know, but anyway, the teacher would be up there, and he would make all these funny sounds, and you would never know where they were coming from. You know, eventually they figured out who it was coming from, but he could, I mean, personate anybody just about.
So, speaking of that, so you remember the guy's name? His name is David something, the black guy from Police Academy that made all the noise.
Yeah, dude.
He can impersonate a
fire
truck.
I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Really?
Yeah, I'm almost positive. It might be worth the Google.
I feel like I remember, like, and I might be wrong. It could be somebody else.
Steve Gutenberg is still kicking it because he's on Cameo.
I think he did pass away.
I think he did.
I sent it, like, last year, I think.
Check it.
Because we were talking about that.
I think he did because that's the only... I was like, oh, yeah, this guy from Police Academy.
Yes. I do remember that.
Michael something's his name, I think. Not David. I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
I hope he is.
Well, if you're not...
I don't want to tell you what I'm Googling. Winslow. Michael Leslie Winslow.
There you go.
He is alive.
Oh, he is alive.
I told you he's alive. You big dumb... Remember I told you?
Well,
like,
he's on
he
his dead.
You were wrong
something's
then.
Something's got to be wrong with him or something.
Huh? Hell, you see some of the noises he makes? I promise
when
you there's something wrong
call
with
him. Call-in guest.
So,
Michael Winslow, if you were listening, I apologize.
So this is the thing.
Hold on. While I'm thinking about this right now, and we talked about this earlier, while I'm thinking about this, in our local community, we lost probably one of the probably most talented paint mixer persons.
Oh, Greg,
Greg.
Greg at the Finish Master.
Greg at Finish Master. Rest in peace, buddy.
Yep. Rest in peace, bud. So, we were talking about the noise thing, and I didn't want to get too far off track because we're talking about the Forgotten Muscle Cars. But you got to talk about the noises. And have you seen the guy on YouTube? He has a channel with followers now. Thousands of followers. Not as many as I have, but you know what I'm saying.
He's doing all right.
He's doing. And all he does is make diesel truck sounds.
Yes, I heard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's like,
I think
you guys want to hear, I think I showed y'all.
Yeah.
You guys, he said, and it came up in my suggested playlist. First of all, YouTube obviously thinks I'm mentally challenged. Second,
well,
it's like this.
I mean,
like,
come on now.
Everyone, all right, you remember the, what was it, the Ernest show? What was it? Was it the Ernest P. Worrell show? Remember he had a TV show? Ernest.
Yeah.
Guy that wore the denim vest.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember, he had those guys that were the celebrity
commercials.
The celebrity talent guys, and it was the professional whatever impersonators or whatever they were. Remember, it was that big fat guy, and he always made the same sound over and over again? That's what this guy does. He's like, hey, you want to hear a Duramax with a Bully Dog tuner and no muffler?
If you can get him as a call-in guest, that'll be the weirdest interview we ever did.
And then
did.
He goes, hey, you want to hear a 5'9 Cummins with a Bank 6 shooter tune and a bad VP44 injection pump? And they're all the same. And it's just basically cell phone video of him.
And how many videos have you watched?
I've watched like two of them. And it's all it took to make fun of them. But you know what I mean. But this guy's picking up chicks right now.
This young man is getting wealthy.
I mean, he ain't got that many subs. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm just like every one of them. Sound, you want to hear what a Greyhound bus sounds like with a fat chick on it? I'm just like, and people are commenting on it like, oh my God, you sound just like whatever, whatever. You want to hear what a garbage truck sounds like? I mean, just like everything. And he's mimicking all these different scenarios of diesel engine.
How do you find out you can do that?
I don't know. I don't.
Like, when do you discover?
How much diesel exhaust do you have to sniff to even attempt it? Is what I want to know. Like, literally.
You're drooling.
I mean,
the question is, does he go down the road?
Yeah, I mean,
looking,
I mean,
for diesel trucks.
Could you imagine being like, hey, darling, does this sound like an LB7 Duramax? I mean, you come on. I mean, the, you know, we all have a talent. We all have a talent. We all have something we're good at.
If he don't have 100,000 subs, he will by end of morning.
Only because I talked about it. That's it. Because I'm going to tell you something.
They're going to get on a diesel sounds. Let me see if I can find him.
This, you need to watch it. We'll be Tim's new. It'll be Tim's new hobby.
TikTok hobby.
I know what I'm doing.
That's what
you're
going to do. You want to look this guy up, aren't you?
I want to watch it now. I remember this was 15 years ago, and I used to moderate a web forum called Carolina Rides. And there used to be this video of this kid that made Supra noises. And that's what it reminds me of, just interesting talent.
Very, very interesting.
I mean, I admit it. I think people that can do really good sounds and really good impersonations.
Yeah, that one's... That's,
yeah, but the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no. And they're all the same. I tell you what else I'll say. These commercial breaks are killing me. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.